Facing extradition from Great Britain to Sweden for questioning related to sexual assault allegations made against him by two women, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange sought political asylum by taking refuge in Ecuador's London embassy on June 19th. Denying the sexual abuse claims, Assange expressed fear that if he were to arrive in Sweden, that nation would in turn extradite him to the U.S. to face charges of publishing classified government and military documents. Many WikiLeaks supporters believe that a grand jury has been impaneled in the U.S. and secretly indicted Assange, awaiting an opportunity to extradite him. Although Assange asserts that the sexual allegations are politically motivated, he says he's prepared to go to Sweden, but only if the Swedish government guarantees that he won't be handed over to the U.S. While Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa, considers Assange's application for political asylum, the WikiLeaks founder remains under Ecuador's protection. But British authorities say that if Assange were to leave the embassy building, he'd immediately be arrested for violating the terms of his bail conditions. Your reporter spoke with former FBI special agent and whistleblower Colleen Rowley, whose May 2002 memo describes some of the FBI's failures in mishandling of information related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Here she considers the circumstances surrounding WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's decision to request political asylum from Ecuador.
Julian Assange agreed that he would go to Sweden as long as Sweden promised it would not have him extradited immediately to the United States. And when he made this offer, Sweden came back and said, we can't guarantee that you won't be immediately extradited to the United States. So I really think that it shows that the investigation about sex charges is not valid or not of concern to the Swedish authorities. Otherwise, they would take him up on his offer.
Now, there is information floating around the press that there has been a secret grand jury impaneled in the United States to covertly or in secret level charges at Julian Assange in preparation for any extradition from Sweden, as Julian Assange is concerned about. What evidence do we have that the U.S. Justice Department is seeking charges against Julian Assange?
Well, there was a Stratfor private intelligence contractors document that said he had been secretly indicted many months ago and that he would face these draconian charges. Obviously, most of the whistleblowers under the Obama administration have been charged under the 1917 Espionage Act, which carries the death penalty. So it's pretty clear that that is the case, that he's been investigated. There's other indications as well. His colleagues have been subpoenaed and tracked, and their computers have been seized, etc. So it's pretty clear that he could be facing extradition to the United States. And, of course, it's very reasonable on his part to seek asylum by a country that would, you know, Ecuador might be able to grant asylum to him.
Do you think Julian Assange is doing the right thing by seeking political asylum rather than facing his accusers if he were to be extradited to the United States to actually stand up for what he believes in a court of law? Or does he have really too much at risk to do that?
Well, it's not a question of too much at risk. It's really kind of the question of the times. Our congressional officials and high-level politicians have really, just as they did with Bradley Manning, as even President Obama did with Bradley Manning, who was accused of being a whistleblower, said he's guilty. I mean, he prejudged the case, and he's the commander-in-chief. And many of these officials have called for Assange's assassination. There's also a reluctance to understand that he's a publisher of information, just as the New York Times was back during the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg's giving these Pentagon Papers to 19 Papers. And so this inability to understand that freedom of the press requires that publishers have sources and that the sources are protected. What a contrast between Woodward and Bernstein, who protected deep throat, their source deep throat, all those years, and even were able to uncover wrongdoing by the president, to our situation today where it's considered that the president and congresspersons are above the law and that there is no way to expose wrongdoing on the part of politicians and high-level officials. So I think that Assange is recognizing that here in the United States, after 11 years of war, there is not an ability to coolly and carefully judge the situation as there was back during the Pentagon Papers.
Well, just finally, Colleen, if people are interested in getting involved in one way or another in the WikiLeaks or Julian Assange or Bradley Manning case, how do you think people could best support freedom of speech and government transparency as they look at our government and what they're doing to Bradley Manning and the crosshairs that's now focused on WikiLeaks?
Well, I think for average people, just to call their congressman, and that as a citizen, you want to know the truth about what's going on in the wars and what's going on with the spying and the internal surveillance, etc., and that you don't want this covered up, and that you understand that secrecy actually is what enabled 9/11 to occur. I think if more people would voice that opinion publicly, that it would just naturally, the politicians would reverse what they're doing now, which is going into this top secret America mode. And of course, we could all call the Ecuador ambassador, we can call Obama, we can call the Justice Department, but more people do need to write letters to the editor and actually take action themselves.
That was former FBI special agent and whistleblower Colleen Rowley. Find links to more news and analysis about WikiLeaks and founder Julian Assange's bid for political asylum on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.